Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
6:14 now on this Thursday morning, second to last day of March. At first quarter of the year, almost gone. Sunny, nice today. Highs of 78. 82 for a high tomorrow. Looking ahead to the weekend, 20% chance for showers Saturday. Highs of 84, then highs of 80, cloudy Palm Sunday with a 20% chance for showers. I posed the question earlier, and I'll repose it during the morning, and you can text me at 504-260-1870. I just got to thinking of what percentage of your life do you think you directly control? Because we all like to think we make choices and we're in control of it, but really, are we? Somebody texted in, I think 5% is reality. Three kids often make me think 3%. And then somebody else texted that 0%. And then somebody else said 0% choice of what happens to us, 100% choice of how we respond. But do you really? Because if for whatever reason somebody runs a red light and puts you in a wheelchair, do you really have a way to respond to that? It's just thought-provoking. So I thought it'd be interesting. Chef Kevin Belton joins us now, chef over at WWL-TV, as he does every Thursday morning. If you have any cooking questions, you can text him in to 504-260-1870. Morning, Chef Kev. How are you?
I am doing fine. Man, you got me thinking about that, too. You know, and I think it's like a flight. You know, the most important time of a flight is the first 10 minutes
yeah.
of taking off and the last 10 minutes of landing. And I think that first 10 minutes when we wake up and go in the bathroom and brush our teeth and shower, and the last 10 minutes before we go to bed.
Really?
That's it.
That's interesting. Because it is, in a way, it's interesting you talk about a flight, because it's kind of like that. Because once you get, and that was a hard time I had when I, you know, flew for the first time way, way back and then had to get accustomed to it. It's hard to assign that. And if you think about it, it's not just flying, Chef Kev. You get in a tour bus, it's the same thing, right? Going up and down the mountains of wherever you are, that you're handing your life over to somebody else. And at that point, you're basically, you don't have control over much.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like you said, it's how we react to everything that happens, because mm-hmm. life is like, you know, somebody asked me about cooking the other day, and I said, the food business is like standing on water. You know, it's going to ebb and flow, and you just have to go and make the adjustments mm-hmm. at the last minute to make everything work. And that's how life is. You just have to make the adjustments and make decisions and make it work.
But I think that in a way that might be obfuscating the question, not you, but the person that texted in, because you can control how you react, but how much can you control the total sum of your life? And that would be a part of it. But we'll see what they think. Tell me what you were up to cooking this week.
Well, you know, the other day it was something on a stick day.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to do some stuff instead of like doing a meatball po' boy or meatball sub. I decided to do it on a stick. So I took some ground meat, and you could do this with ground turkey. I put in a pound of ground meat, a half a cup of Parmesan cheese, a half a cup of breadcrumbs. And I like to use the seasoned breadcrumbs. And then I seasoned it with a little Creole seasoning, a little basil, a little oregano. Mixed that all together and made meatballs that were about the size of an inch, mm-hmm. real small. And I took, you could take either like a bread dough, or you could take a pizza dough or crescent rolls, actually, cut it in strips, put it on a skewer, put the bread on the skewer first, one end, a piece of the bread, then put a meatball. Then loop another piece of the bread on the skewer, another meatball, and another bread on top. And you just want to spread it out where it has a little room so the meatball can cook in the oven. and the bread can grow because it's going to expand as it bakes. Okay. And you throw that in the oven, 375 for about 15, 20 minutes to get that meatball cooked. Take it out, put a little mozzarella cheese on the top of it, back in for a couple minutes to melt. And then I just threw a little marinara sauce on top to serve. You could use it as a dipping sauce. Yeah.
Any advantage to eating food on a stick? I guess you could take it with you.
Well, you know, you think of food on a stick, you think of festivals and things like that. I don't know if you remember those businesses they used to have in the quarter called Takeouty.
Yes,
and
I do.
It seems like they would be the busiest after everybody went out and partied. I mean, they had shrimp on a stick and chicken on a stick. And it's easy because you can walk with it, knead it. It's for kids, it's kind of fun.
My favorite was gravy on a stick, but you had to eat it quickly. Very quickly. You made a caprese salad on a stick. That looks good. What is a caprese salad?
Yeah, basically it's mozzarella, tomatoes, and fresh basil. And I use the balsamic vinegar glaze on it. But again, I use the little fancy toothpicks, you know, and you stick on I got the mozzarella balls, the little bitty balls that they make. I stick a mozzarella piece on it, a little piece of basil, and I use the small variety type of tomatoes, or you could use a cherry tomato because they're really sweet. And you just layer that on and then drizzle it with this balsamic glaze. You know, balsamic vinegar is aged and it has a little sweetness to it. Well, if you cook it down or you can find a glaze already made and just buy a glaze, it thickens it up. And you just drizzle that over it, and it is so nice and easy. And especially getting in the spring, it's something nice and refreshing. You know, to have that burst of tomato with that fresh basil and a little bite of cheese with it, it's just really, really refreshing.
Something fun for the kids, too. Put the food on a stick for a change, right?
Oh, well, you know, I did a dessert for the kids.
Well, you know what? Let's talk about that when we come back, because I got a break coming up. We're talking to Chef Kev. I'm getting some text here about lamb and how to cook lamb, and I guess it's got something to do maybe with Easter coming up. If you can braise a boneless leg of lamb, the same way you braise a bone-in leg. Then somebody else texted in and said, does lamb have to be cooked like chicken, or can it get you sick? So we'll talk about that. People cooking lamb for a change. Not really big here in the Deep South in the New Orleans area. And I always wonder why that was as well. We'll take a break. More when we return. 620 Traffic Now, WWL. 625, Tommy Tucker, WWL, spending Thursday morning with Chef Kevin Belton from WWL TV, NOLA.com, PBS, author of several cookbooks. Chef Tim, who operates Master Control, and myself got in a nasty fist fight during the break about whether you pronounced it caprese or caprese salad. Which is it?
Whichever one.
Well, a fight's already happened. You don't have to worry about that.
A lot of people say caprese. You know, but right. it's.
All right, Tim, you were right. You were right. I'm sorry I punched you in the face. Now, somebody texted it about lamb. Why don't we eat a lot of lamb here? Because I might have been 12 years old before I even realized what lamb was.
You know, lamb has a distinct taste, you know, and you want to treat lamb kind of like you're cooking beef. So, like, you want to cook it. I like to take kind of, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it to like a medium rare, which is like a internal temperature, like 145. Mm-hmm. You know, it has a, I shouldn't say a gamier taste. It has a stronger flavor than beef.
It just seems like whenever I watch Gordon Ramsay on TV, he's screaming at somebody. Well, he's always screaming, but he's screaming about the lamb chops because they're overcooked.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like, you know, if you take how some people like steak well done, and it'll get tough.
Yeah.
Well, same thing with lamb. You want, if you got lamb chops, you want to sear them off to where you get a good crust on both sides of them, but you want your inside kind of medium.
All right, let me get to the question here. Can you braise a boneless leg of lamb the same way you braise a bone-in leg?
Sure, okay. Sure. And because it doesn't have the bone, it'll probably take a little less time cooking-wise.
Okay. Any difference in flavor? Always better with the bone, huh?
Yeah, you know, it'll still have a great flavor.
Okay.
Even if it doesn't have the bone in it.
Why?
It's a little easier.
Has that never really caught on? I can't remember in New Orleans a lot of people serving lamb. Why not?
I think because we have so much other stuff to eat.
Okay.
You know, we have so much stuff that we can catch ourselves and so much stuff that we grow ourselves that's one of the things that when we want a break from something, you know, we get a steak, we'll get a roast of pork loin, you know, or something like that. And that's why, probably.
And lamb is sheep, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Just checking. You know, because we dress these things up. It's not a cow, it's beef, and it's not a pig, it's pork. I was just checking on that. What about your dessert on a stick? What did you make?
Well, I took some white chocolate pudding. Now, when you do these desserts, I like to use instant pudding. You can get the pudding that you have to cook, but it just takes longer. Mm-hmm. But instant pudding, you dump the pack in the bowl. I put in 2 cups of cold milk, and you whisk it for a couple of minutes, and all of a sudden you see it thicken up, and it gets really thick. I took about a dozen Oreo cookies and broke them up, folded those Oreo cookies into this pudding. And then I took, you know, little paper Dixie cups mm-hmm. that folks keep in the bathroom for mouthwash.
Yeah.
I filled those up, put a stick in it, put a popsicle stick in it, and throw those in the freezer. And if you want, now this kind of gets a little messy, but if you want to do some crumbled Oreos on the top of it mm-hmm. and then stick the stick in, they give you a little texture on the top. But it's great. You know, in 4 hours, they're frozen, and it's a great little treat for the kids. Or for big kids.
Pudding is an interesting.
Starting to get warm.
Pudding is an interesting food, isn't it? Pudding. What exactly is that?
It's just
ice cream.
The pectin in Jell-O. Yeah, it's the same thing, but it's not. It's a smoother texture. It doesn't freeze like ice cream.
It's delicious.
It freezes a little smoother. Yeah.
I just wonder how many people have actually thought about Tim. Have you ever thought about what pudding is? Really, what you're eating? No, just eat it. It's good.
It's something you don't see anymore, Jell-O on menus.
I'm appreciative of that. That has a lot to do with a campaign I launched. I used to always associate Jell-O with being sick. I can't stand Jell-O. Do you like Jell-O or not?
Yeah, I like Jell-O. You know, I get stupid when I'm out and about and there's some Jell-O on a menu. I'll send out a round of Jell-O to a few tables.
You talking about Jell-O shots now?
Reaction. No, Jell-O.
Do you really do that?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
See people's reactions.
That is awesome. That's why I love you. Thank you, Chef Kev. Appreciate your time as always.
Love you, brother.
All right, you too. Kevin Belton, chef over at WWL-TV. I'm going to ask you that, too, at 504-260-1870. Jell-O, thumbs up, thumbs down. I'm giving it a hearty thumbs down. Zimmer, what about you, Master Control? Thumbs up. He likes Jell-O. All right, we'll see. When we come back, we'll talk to Mike Strand, Commissioner of Agriculture and Forestry, about a whole bunch of stuff right now. It's time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.